1320 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. Nature struck and struck hard in the plains, changing lives in just an instant. CBS's Omar Villafranca is in hard-hit Sulphur, Oklahoma.
The latest information we have is that four people were killed during the storm, two in Holdenville, one in Marietta, and one in Sulphur. And residents here are starting to clean up, but say it could be weeks before things are back to normal.
CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson says officials are still trying to understand just how bad things are.
Over the last 3 days, we've had at least 33 confirmed tornadoes, three EF3s or stronger, the EF3s happening in Oklahoma and Nebraska. And we have had hundreds of tornado reports, the National Weather Service still going out and surveying them.
There have been more severe weather warnings across the South over the past few hours. Emotions remain high on college campuses around the country as pro-Palestinian demonstrators demand action to stop Israel's assault on Gaza.
On Columbia University's West Lawn, civil disobedience, this ongoing tense city, galvanized national protests. They want the university to divest investments in Israel and companies they say profit off repression of Palestinians. Dueling protests at Columbia.
People would be up in arms and protesting that right away. But because it's the Jews, I feel like nobody cares.
Mark Strassman, CBS News, New York.
Protests are spreading in Israel, too. Our Deborah Pata is in East Jerusalem with details.
Pressure is mounting on Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Anger over the government's failure to bring their loved ones home has spilled onto the streets as demonstrators have stepped up their protests, which more than once have ended in scuffles with police.
And President Biden spoke by phone with Israel's prime minister about the hostages and about concern with an expected ground invasion of Rafah. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is headed back to the Mideast and will stop in Israel. Number one WNBA draft pick Caitlin Clark is practicing with her new team, the Indiana Fever.
It was a good first day. It was hard, but that's what you expect for these practices, and just fun to get out there with all the girls and get ready for Friday, honestly.
That is when they'll play the Dallas Wings in a preseason opener. Texans wide receiver Tank Dell was wounded in a shooting in Florida. It happened at Cabana Live. That's a party venue in Sanford, Florida. A 16-year-old is under arrest after police say he opened fire at the venue, wounding 10 people. The Texans wrote on social media that Dell sustained a minor wound but has been released from the hospital and is in good spirits. Dell, who is from nearby Daytona Beach, was a third-round draft pick. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? Wish Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online. Plus, earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at wiscaregivercdcp.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today we're talking credit scores. I mean, we all know we're supposed to have a good one, but what is a credit score? It's a number rating how likely you are to pay back a loan. Anytime you use credit, you know, like your credit card or a mortgage, the info about what you borrowed and when you paid it gets sent to three credit bureaus: TransUnion, Equifax, and Experian. They track every transaction and compile detailed financial information on every single American. I mean, a little creepy, am I right? And they rate you on a scale from 300 to 850. Over 670 is good, and over 800 is excellent. Then the bureaus sell your rating to anybody who's thinking about lending you money, and you get a better or a worse deal based on your score. Best way to keep that score up is pay your bills on time. This is Carrie Joy from Work Money. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org or text MONEY to 88285. Take good care.
Say it with me, the Bucks in six. And you can catch every play, every score, every Milwaukee Bucks game on locally grown radio, WFHR, 1320 AM, 97.5 FM. Your station for the Milwaukee Bucks. Your hometown radio refreshed.
Your forecast for you and your community. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. We love Wisconsin weather and tracking it to keep you updated whenever it changes. Listen for our weather-ready stories so you're always prepared on your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
In Iraq, our truck hit a roadside bomb. I had about 16 surgeries on my hand so that I could regain function. And when I came home, I needed a new roof due to a storm. And my electrical was deemed unsafe. And I was about to lose homeowner's insurance as well. I didn't really know where to go in order to get help. And so I applied for Operation Homefront Critical Financial Assistance Program. They've really been a blessing. Operation Homefront is a safety net. A lot of veterans, they fall through the cracks sometimes. And Operation Homefront, they catch us. It's been a blessing to us. It's a blessing to other veteran families. And it's good to know that when we come home, there are people who are there that care about us and want to see us do well and want to see us succeed. And we feel it and we appreciate that. I would say you guys are angels behind closed doors.
Visit OperationHomefront.org to learn more.
Time and I can't remember. Relaxing Sunday night with a double dip of Marta Hansen to kick off your 7 o'clock hour, the way I used to, the last before that. Marta's new album is super good. You got to check it out. It's on Spotify. You can also find it on Bandcamp, I believe. Happy Sunday evening to you. I'm Jimmy K. Thank you for tuning in to Maxing Sunday Night. How about that top 10, huh? Eddie Berth. It's a great song. And congratulations to him for taking away the number one spot. Don't forget, the Max Inc. Poll is up on the Facebook page right now for your votes. Get them in early and often. The poll will close next Friday at 6 o'clock, and we'll be back here again on Sunday night at 6 o'clock to count down the top 10 from Wisconsin. Let's do some Eddie 8 Dynamite. This is brand new. The song is called Bright Tomorrows. It's Max Inc. on Sunday night. We are local music.
Thank you. election.
That is Echoes, the brand new song from Where is the Key on Max Inc. Sunday Night. Eddie ate dynamite before that with Bright Tomorrows. I'm Jimmy Kay. Thanks for tuning in. Coming up at 9 o'clock tonight, we'll hear the encore performance of Live in the Lair. Blame It on Kane was in the studio last night, and they absolutely rocked it. Here's their brand new song, Stay. It's Blame It on Kane, Sunday Night, Max Inc. on Civic Media.
Silence in the waters of the underground. Sailing through the violence of the cosmic sound. Finding silence.
opening Sunday night with Fiberweed and The Launch. That's brand new from Fiberweed. Normally, I would play that song during Heavy, but since it was brand new, I kind of wanted to bring it out and introduce it to a different taste of palates, I guess. Hope you liked it. I'm Jimmy K. Welcome to Maxing Sunday Night across the Civic Media Radio Network. Hey, Alexa, play WMDX. When you do that, music comes out of your station on Saturday and Sunday nights across the Civic Media Radio Network, right on your smart speaker. Are you on the go? Grab the Civic Media app right now. It's available at your favorite app store or at civicmedia.us. We've got music, lots of good music on the way, including this one right here. Diana Jones, she was in the Lair a couple weeks ago. That podcast is hot. Get it right now at maxincradio.com.
For you, 'cause you asked me to. I want for you, yeah, I need you too. But there ain't no way that I could stay. Left me asking why you won't fade away. Make this fade away. It's not yesterday. Make this fade away. You said
to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
It's time for your Bar Notes. I'm Terry Barr, and here are a few notes highlighting some music news and happenings from across the state. Let's start in the beautiful Driftless area of Yuba, Wisconsin, a little more than an hour east of La Crosse. The Driftless Music Gardens, founded by the People Brothers Band in 2015, and of course, longtime home to the band's guitar player Tim Lochner, has its first permanent stage. Built with the help of many volunteers and funded through donations, Lochner says it will be revealed at the first festival in June, Bonfire Music and Arts Fest. It's a wonderful addition to this already amazing natural amphitheater. Congratulations to Tim and the People Brothers Band. Now let's jump over to Green Bay, where Ace Champion is making a unique difference as a chef and musician. Now Ace believes both can be healing. So along with sharing his cooking skills, he's now teaching and performing with a variety of ancient flutes and drums. Ace says it's something special.
What I'm trying to do is open up the world back to the ancient days, to where music was meant to be. And we all know that music is healing, it's soothing, it's relaxing, it brings out emotions.
You can learn more about Champion's music, food, and passion. He has a passion for helping people. Go to his website, chefchampion.com. And finally, let's cruise further north into Door County, where the Community Auditorium in Fish Creek just released its main stage schedule for the summer. It kicks off in June with the Little River Band. Oh my goodness. Lyle Lovett, Molly Tuttle, and Sista Strings. Now we've all seen them. They are an amazing duo from Milwaukee. Well, these are just a few of the others on the list. And there is typically a Wisconsin-based opener for every show. The Door Community Auditorium is a lovely place. Add it to your bucket list if you've never had the chance to go there. That's it. There are your Bar Notes. I'm Terry Barr for Max Inc. Radio on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's East Side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Wolf for the big game. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyWolfLounge.com.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Join the Mug Club and get great perks like your own Full Mile mug and dollar off pours. 132 Market Street in downtown Sun Prairie. See the full menu and join the Mug Club at FullMileBeerCompany.com.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
She said, listen close.
your mouth moving, but that's all you're doing. Don't see many reasons to stay in this house. So you do what you do best. Well, I'm working on packing my bags. You just keep working on nothing but Jack. You're gonna miss me when you're tipsy, but I'll be long, long gone before that. There ain't no changing it, I made up my mind. Wanna get working on nothing but Jack. You're gonna miss me when you're tipsy, but I'll be long, long gone before that. There ain't no changing it, I made up my mind. Something you never did, time after time. I'll be driving down I-65 while you keep working on, working on.
How can I?
That's brand new music from Michael Garbner and Blind So Long on Max Inc. Sunday Night. Kaylin Cole before that, working on it, and Katie Scullin with one of her latest songs. That was Bloom. Hope your Sunday evening is going well. Coming up after 8 o'clock tonight, we got Essential Last Crack. What is your Essential Last Crack? Perhaps you could send me an email, tell me your two favorite Last Crack songs, and I'll get them on the air for you. What is your Essential Last Crack? Send me an email, music@civicmedia.us. Also coming up next hour, we'll just do a whole hour of Rocker Closet. Got a bunch of classic tunes. I think you'll be pleased if you're an old timer like me. On the way this hour still, we got After August. We'll do some Something to Do. Right now, Andrew David Weber and his latest song, Shame Me. It's Max Inc. Sunday night on Civic Media.
I saw the drink in your eyes before I saw it in your hand. I watched it smash to the floor. I watched you not understand. You said, take me back. I said, I wish I could in time. I wanted nothing to do with wanting nothing to do with you. Tried all my might, oh, but I still couldn't prove to you. No getting through to you. My queen, oh, sometimes I'm king, oh, never mind. The vector of the art of losing our mind. Walk on in as I'm walking out. Try to talk me through what we talked about. Saw my future break down as we broke down in the moment. Tried to pull a receipt, oh, but you still wouldn't own it. I guess I'm wrong, but you knew that all along. Well, hold on.
Sweet caffeination from Something to Do off of Here Comes the Panic on Max Inc. Sunday night. Got Essential Last Crack, Rocker's Closet all on the way. Right now is brand new music from The Mascot Theory and Lavender Blues.
Like salt in a wound, the lavender blues stings than it has, like a cloud over you. Disguised as a muse, a perennial rose, under the covers of the lavender blues. Lavender blues, lavender blues. When you ain't got nothing, you ain't got nothing to lose. Place by the ocean, a room with a view. You want connection, so you slip off your shoes. One toe in the water, searching for clues. Soon you were drowning in the lavender blues. Lavender blues. Like a python, bite marks with a bruise, wrapped all around you, you tighten the screw, as you fade into nothing, awake but confused, though you're not dreaming, it's just a lavender blues.
Okay, it's great local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny.
I wonder what Matt Damon's mom would say when it comes to teaching science to little kids.
Wait, what? You want to know what my mom would say? All right, well, just ask her.
And there she is, Dr. Nancy Carlson Page. Welcome to Busted Pencils. Nancy, how are you?
Hey, I'm great. It's great to see you. It's great to be here.
Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.